بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد الله الذي جعل لكم الليل لتسكنوا فيها والنهار مبصرا إن الله لذو فضل على الناس ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون ذلكم الله ربكم خالق كل شيء لا إله إلا هو فأنى تؤفكون كذلك يؤفك الذين كفروا بآياتنا يجهدون. My dear respected brothers, Allah Rabbul Izzat has created the day and the night. The day يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ وَتَرْزُقُ مَنْ تَشَاءُ بِغَيْرِ حِسَابٍ. Allah has created the day and the night in such a manner that one goes into the other. When the sun rises, as it is rising, the darkness dissipates. And when the sun sets, then the darkness envelops the earth. So one into the other. يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ تُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَتُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. And Allah is the one that gives something that is completely dead, Allah brings it to life. تُخْرِجُ الْحَيَّ مِنَ الْمَيِّتِ. Something that is alive, Allah can cause it to die. وَتُخْرِجُ الْمَيِّتَ مِنَ الْحَيِّ. And from something that is dead, Allah can bring something that is alive. اللَّهُ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ اللَّيْلِ لِتَسْكُنُوا فِيهَا وَالنَّهَارَ مُبْصِرًا. Allah's system is so complete, my dear respected friends. Allah's system is so complete that Allah has made the day for you to see. Imagine, قُلَ رَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ اللَّيْلَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created darkness and night till the day of Qiyamah, مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِدِيَاءٍ. Who is there besides Allah Rabbul Izzat that will bring about light, that will bring about light so that you can see? قُلَ رَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمُ النَّهَارَ سَرْمَدًا إِلَى يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had created the sun to shine from now till the day of Qiyamah, who is there to bring about night? مَنْ إِلَهٌ غَيْرُ اللَّهِ يَأْتِيكُمْ بِلَيْلٍ تَسْكُنُونَ فِيهِ. Some of us, if there's a small flicker of light when we are trying to sleep, and that light will keep us awake. Now imagine, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made day to continue, continuously is day, the sun does not set, then who is there besides Allah Rabbul Izzat to make it set, to create the darkness so that we can rest in it? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's system in everything is complete. لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is whatever is in the skies and the earth. Allah is the one who yuhyi wa yumeet. Allah is the one that gives life. Allah is the one that takes away life. With the command of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can create with the power of kun, be and come into existence, and the thing comes into existence. In the blink of an eye, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can change conditions. From good conditions to bad conditions, from bad conditions to good conditions. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was with a youngster, and he mentioned to him that all conditions come from Allah. And everything is in taqdeer, is written. The pens have been lifted and the ink has dried. That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control of everything. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ la ya'lamuha illa hu. In the hands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the keys of the unseen. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaib. And we as believers, we bring iman in the unseen. We cannot see Jannat, but we bring iman in Jannat. We cannot see the fire of Jahannam, but we bring iman in the fire of Jahannam. We did not see Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but we bring iman in the Rasul of Allah. Allah is the one that gives cure. Allah is the one that gives sickness, and the cure is from Allah. Allah is the one that gives us whatever we desire. Whatever we need is coming from Allah. So first we enter into Islam. Then we work on our iman. And after working on our iman, then the fear of Allah comes. Taqwa comes. And following taqwa is yaqeen in the zaat of Allah. That my Allah is for me. And lastly comes tawakkul. Full trust in Allah. That whatever happens, happens to the will of Allah. Nobody in this world can give me life, and nobody in this world can take my life. Nobody can create my sustenance and give me sustenance except Allah. Nobody can harm me except through the command of Allah. Nobody can do good to me except through the command of Allah. Everything happens through the will of Allah. This yaqeen had come, this firm trust had come into the Sahaba after the Rasul of Allah made effort on them continuously. Qulu la ilaha illallah tuflihu. Say la ilaha illallah and you will become successful. Successful in what, my dear respected brothers? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's mission was to turn the gaze of the Sahaba away from the things of this world. And turn the gaze towards Allah and the Akhirat. Towards the everlasting life of the hereafter. That life which is never going to come to an end. Abadan, abada. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ كَانَتْ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْفِرْدَوْسِ نُزُلًا خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا لَا يَبْغُونَ عَنْهَا حِوَلًا. Those that bring iman and do good actions. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Two requisites for Jannat. Two requisites to enter into Jannah. إِيمَان آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. Good actions. In the state of iman, to do good actions. Then what the reward will be? With these good actions, with the salah, with the fasting, with the zakah, with the hajj, the prerequisite is that a person has to be in a state of iman. A person can just come to the masjid out of the state of iman and do the actions of salah. It'd be of no avail to him. A person can keep hungry the entire day, but if he's not in a state of iman, he'll just remain hungry. It's a state of hunger. Similarly, we find a person can do anything, but if he's not in a state of iman, there's no value to the action. The value of an action comes when a person has entered Islam, has said, La ilaha illallah, and he's working on his iman, and through that iman he's doing good actions, then the value of that iman comes. Like a diamond, when a diamond is in the ground, it has no value. After effort is made, people go underground, dig, take the diamond out. It's a rough diamond. And when it's brought to the surface, under the earth, it's got no value. As soon as it's brought to the surface, then how the value increases. And when there's work done on it, it is taken, it is polished, it is shined, it is shaped. And then we find the true value comes out from this. So similarly is our iman. Our iman is buried in the deep recesses of our hearts. And this iman must be nurtured. It must be taken out. It must be polished. It must be shined. And what is the polish of our iman? The amals that we do. The good actions that we do. The salah that we perform. Now we are going into the Mubarak month of Ramadan. The most blessed month. A month wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is descending. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's maghfirat is coming. The forgiveness is coming. And where the emancipation from the fire is, Allah ta'ala is, the announcement is made, who is the one that wants to get saved from the fire? Who is the one that wants my mercy? Who is the one that wants my forgiveness? Who is the one that wants to save themselves from the fire of Jahannam? Allah Rabbul Izzat. If we make the proper amal, spend our time in such a manner that not only us, but those around us, through the effort of Dawah, through the effort of Tabligh, my dear respected brothers, we are looking at this environment, but the environment out there, what the situation is, we will only know what is the condition of the ummah when we leave our surroundings and go into the villages, go out into the areas and look at what is the condition of the ummah during the time of Ramadan, during the month of Ramadan. What is happening? What are the people up to? So this month is the month where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had taken the Sahaba, and on the 17th of Ramadan, Yawmul Furqan, where the differentiation between Haqq and Batil had taken place. Yawmul Taqal Jam'an, when the two groups had met. And here we see the ghaibi, the unseen help of Allah coming. The month of Ramadan teaches us how the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved deen from that time right till now and right up to the day of Qiyamah. By the sacrifices of those sahaba and those companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who went with nothing, not expecting to get involved in any altercation, not expecting to meet up with the enemy. It was just a mission, so as to say. But Allah had plans. Those sahaba that were prepared and said labbaik to the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam were not prepared to turn back. Whatever condition was in front of them, prepared to accept that condition. Allah accepted that sacrifice. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through that sacrifice, made deen spread throughout the world. So these amals and these actions of proceeding in the path of Allah, the power that is generated is through our infiradi amal. The amals that we do individually. And this is the time where شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن, where our ta'alluq and our attachment to the Qur'an was increased. How much time you can give? Usayd bin Hudayr radiallahu ta'ala anhu is performing his salah. In his salah, he's making qira'ah. Beautiful recitation. The horse that is standing next to him starts to prance around, move around. He stops his recitation, the horse stops. He starts his recitation of the Qur'an Pak, again the horse starts. Then his concern is that my son is lying next to the horse or near the horse. There is a possibility that this child will get trampled with the horse moving around. So in this way he completed his salah. When he completes his salah, he looks up and he sees something like a cloud that is now ascending to the heaven. It's going up. So he goes to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he mentions to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that this is what happened to me last night. I was reciting the Quran in salah. The horse started to move around. Due to the fear that my son will get hurt, I completed my salah. When I looked up, I saw this cloud move. And I came to ask you what it is, what is the meaning of this. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that when you were reciting the Quran, the malaika were descending. The malaika were coming down, the malaika of mercy. When a person's heart is agitated, when he's frustrated, let us open the Quran. Recite a part of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove that agitation and that frustration. Through the power of Quran, the recitation of Quran, we are creating that ta'alluq and that link with Allah. When you want to talk to Allah, then go into sajda at the time of the Hajj. If you want Allah to speak to you, make it a habit of reciting the Quran. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is sitting at home, reciting the Quran apak. And the rebels have surrounded the house, wanting to assassinate him. And they jump over the wall. His wife asked them, "What is your justification of trying to kill a man of the Quran? What is your justification?" Withstanding that, they go forward and they draw the blood of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And the first drop of blood, Hazrat Usman, in that, knowing that what's going to happen, in that calm state, reciting the Quran apak. The first drop of blood fell on that ayah of the Quran, فَسَيَكْفِيكَهُمُ اللَّهُ وَهُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. Allah is sufficient for me. Allah is all hearing. Allah is all knowing. My dear respected brothers, the Quran apak and Ramadan go together hand in hand. It cannot be separated. Because Allah has mentioned, شَهْرُ رَمَضَانِ الَّذِي أُنزِلَ فِيهِ الْقُرْآنِ هُدَلِّ النَّاسِ وَبَيِّنَاتٍ مِّنَ الْهُدَى وَالْفُرْقَانِ. One of the sabab of hidayat, the means of hidayat, is the Qur'an apak. One is Baytullah, and then is the Qur'an. The recitation of the Qur'an takes one closer to Allah. The Qur'an is full with the promises of Allah, the warnings of Allah, and all the incidents of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and whatever had happened to them. A da'i, a person that's involved in calling towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, can never do without the recitation of the Quran. For a non-hafiz, at least in the month of Ramadan, one juz a day. And for the hafiz in the month of Ramadan, for those who have memorized the Quran, there's no limit to the recitation of the Quran. But these amals and the haqiqat of the month of Ramadan, where one act, one farz act, is elevated to 70 fara'id. A sunnah is elevated to a fard. A nafil is elevated to a sunnah. Imagine if a person tells you that for what the work you were doing, you are earning one, I will give you 70. How that person will strive to earn more. So in this month, Allah Ta'ala wants to give us, my dear respected brothers. And it is our responsibility, that person that is sitting at home and for some non-shari reason, he is not fasting, it is my responsibility to go and speak to him. Just as it is my responsibility to go to him and call him to the masjid, in a similar way, with hikmat, with love, with compassion, with akhlaq, with the proper manners. We cannot look down on anybody, my dear respected brothers. It is because of the weakness of iman, certain conditions come upon a person. Once iman is worked upon, the greatness of Allah comes into a person's heart. That my Allah is Sami', my Allah is Basir, Allah is all hearing, Allah is all knowing. Allah Ta'ala knows every action of mine. When this, the reality of this enters a person's heart, then he will do nothing wrong because he knows my Allah is watching me at any given time. My Allah knows what I am doing. The month of sympathy, the month of patience, the month of sacrifice. How much of patience Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam exercised? How much of sacrifice was done in the month of Ramadan? All these sacrifices and all the sabr was made for the elevation of the deen of Allah. Ilahi kalimatillah. My dear respected brothers, our life, just as how everything changes, the sun rises, the sun sets, the moon waxes and wanes, the tides, there's an ebb and a flow, and everything changes. Nothing is forever. Nothing stays static. Conditions come, conditions go. Sometimes we are happy, sometimes we are sad. Sometimes there's good conditions upon us, sometimes there's bad conditions upon us. So similarly in our life, and if you look at the Quran was not revealed in one place. Sometimes Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was at a house in Makkah. Sometimes he was on a safar. Then in Madinatul Munawwara. The Quran was revealed in various places to teach the ummah that this deen will come alive when you move for the sake of Allah. When you sacrifice for the sake of Allah. When you put the deen of Allah in front and everything else behind you. One incident comes to mind. There was a Bedouin and he was living in a village and it was a day of Jummah. But there was no, the Jummah wasn't farz on him. But because he was of the habit of going into the town to perform the Jummah Salah, so he should go every Friday, get up, wash himself, wear the clean clothes and proceed for Jummah. But this Jummah when he woke up and he looked out of the door, he saw that his camel was missing. Camel was gone. So now he's deciding that my camel is gone and I still have to water my plantation and I got this to do, that to do. And Jummah is not farz on me. So I don't have to go. But then he thought to himself, I never missed a Jummah. Now it doesn't mean to say my transportation is not there, I have to miss it. I can take a walk. And he left. When he returns after Jum'ah, after performing and fulfilling the Jum'ah, he finds that his camel is back. So he asks his wife, what happened? He said, as soon as you left, I heard the dog barking outside. And when I looked out of the window, I saw the dog chasing your camel towards our house. And as soon as it came close to the house, I took the rope and I tied it around the tree. So one taqaza got fulfilled. Then he says, now, as after Jummah, I still have to water my field. Let me go towards my field and water it. Direct the water into it. When he goes there, he sees that the field is already filled with water. So he asks him, what happened? He asks his neighbor, what happened? It has to pass through your field to come into my field. So the neighbor tells him that I came here with the intention of watering my field. And I directed the water towards my field, my crops. But I noticed that the water was flowing at such a rate that the small piece of sand I put there to direct the water, it was jumping over that and filling your field. Till your field did not get full, my field never got full. If we fulfill and do what Allah Ta'ala wants us to do, Allah will fulfill our needs. Allah will take care of our needs. But this happens when we bring total yaqeen. And this yaqeen comes when we proceed in the path of Allah. Now we're going in Ramadan in the path of Allah. What are we going to have for sehri? What are we going to have for iftar? Who's going to bring for us? Allah has already written your rizq. What you're going to get 2,000 years before you were born, or 2,000 years before the earth was created, everybody's sustenance was allotted. How much he's going to live, how much he's going to eat, where he's going to stay, and where he's going to leave this world. The day we are going to leave this world, the day we're going to pass away, it has been written. Nothing can change it. Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a man of the Quran, reciting the Quran, and in this condition, his life is taken over. So we also should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first and foremost. This month of Ramadan is here. How are we going to spend our time in the month of Ramadan? The jamaz that need to proceed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We find in the month of Ramadan, the effect and the, when a person has been spoken to, his heart is soft. And when we speak to a person, he's ready to accept whatever we are saying. So our da'wat, to give da'wat 25 people a day, doesn't necessarily mean that we have to be in the path of Allah. Person comes to my shop, I'm busy with him, give him da'wat. In the masjid after salah, there's no meals. Speak to a few people. Speak to them about the greatness of Allah. In whatever condition we are, traveling, at home, wherever we are, let us speak about the greatness of Allah. The first effect is this, that what you are saying, the effect of those words will come into your heart first. Your heart will be inclined to accept what you are seeing. My dear respected brothers, let us prepare for that day when there's no return. When we leave this world and we are gone for good, there's no way that we are going to come back. Ask those who have passed away thousands of years ago. Ask that person who passed away yesterday, what's the chances of him coming back? No chance. So Allah is giving us this chance, my dear respected brothers. The Ramadan that has come, we are here today. On the 15th of Shaban, the list was prepared. The list of all those who are going to leave this world. Is my name on that list? Am I going to be next? That is only in the knowledge of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عِنْدَهُ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ وَيُنَزِّلُ الْغَيْثِ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْأَرْحَامِ وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ مَاذَا تَكْسِبُ غَدًا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ. These five things are only in the knowledge of Allah. The day of Qiyamah, when it's going to rain, what is in the stomach of the mother, what a person is going to earn, and where a person is going to leave this world. In what condition, at what age, at what time, how, when, only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. What is in our control is that we lead such a life that when we leave this world, when we came into this world, we were crying and everybody around us was smiling. When we leave this world, we live in such a condition, we are smiling and everybody around us is crying. So my dear respected brothers, for this, in the month of Ramadan, alhamdulillah, a lot of jamaats are moving. The 4-month ulama jamaat, 1-year 4-month ulama jamaat is out already. Then we got the 4-month pedal jamaat that is moving in the Johannesburg region. And inshallah, we are making tashkil to get another 4-month pedal jamaat ready, inshallah. And the standing takaza that the youngsters and anybody that has not spent 4 months to proceed in the path of Allah for 4 months. To learn what this effort is all about. For the ulama to proceed for 1 year. The qurbani and the sacrifice of the ulama is much greater because they have the ilm of nubuwat in their chest. And warasatul anbiya, they became the inheritors of the anbiya. Whatever the anbiya alayhi musallatu wasalam had gone through, the persecution and whatever difficulties, the thorns that were thrown in the pathway, the intestines of the camels, hit at, jeered, mocked at, whatever they had gone through, the warisul anbiya, the inheritors of the anbiya, will have to go through that also. So my dear respected brothers, so one is our 4 months, 4 months pedal. The Mastura Jamaat is here from Islamabad, from Pakistan. Mastura Jamaats. And in the month of Ramadan, the khasiyat of the month of Ramadan is Ashara Jamaats. First 10 days, second 10 days, last 10 days. So 10 days in the month of Ramadan to come up for 10 days, inshallah. So those of us that have made intention for 4 months, inshallah, let us renew our intentions. But the takaza for the month of Ramadan, 10 Ashara Jamaats, to go into the far-flung areas, to go into the deep rural areas, make effort in those areas, and see what is the condition of the people there, and how deen can come alive in those areas, my dear respected brothers. And also we have our 3-day takazas, the various jamaats, the various masjids have been given, the various jamaats, the various venues to go to. Let us take this thing seriously. The brothers sat, made fikr, this masjid going to this place, shelters going to Hawik, so and so, masjid going to so and so place. So how we can fulfill these takazas? The people are ready, the ummah is ready. We have to get ready. We have to leave our comfort zones. We have to go out in the path of Allah. When we went to Kazakhstan in Ramadan, the Amir Sahib made a comment. The whole of Ramadan did not see one samosa. Because our whole thing is based on our food. If I get my food, I'm happy in the month of Ramadan. But think about the sacrifice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the plains of Badr, waiting there. And then we find that the condition came upon him where he had to stand up for the sake of the deen of Allah. So my dear respected brothers, inshallah, let us give our names quickly, inshallah. Who's it? MashaAllah. Inshallah, let us give our names, inshallah. Majid, well, let us speak Ashara Jamaats, inshallah. Which masjids are ready? MashaAllah. MashaAllah. Stand up, brother. Stand up. Give your name, MashaAllah. Inshallah. Who else, my dear respected brothers? Allah accept, MashaAllah. Allah accept. Who else? MashaAllah, Akhtar Bhai. Lennon Road, one Jamaat, inshallah. So my dear respected brothers, very Mubarak time. Now we are on the threshold of the Mubarak month of Ramadan, inshallah. Tonight will be the first Taraweeh. Let us engage and increase our amals also. And let us go out there and as much da'wat as possible. Wherever we are walking on the streets also, remind the people. Sometimes you may think that everybody knows Ramadan is starting. But sometimes you tell a person, you say, what? Ramadan is starting tomorrow? I didn't know. So this da'wat must be on the tip of our tongues. Anywhere we go, anybody we meet to give da'wat. And we ourselves, let us get ready, inshallah. In the first given opportunity, let us make some aage piche, take our takazas, make it forward, put it back a little bit, make it forward a little bit, and come out in the path of Allah. The lazzat and the taste that you get when you strive in the path of Allah in the month of Ramadan is like that person who is fasting the entire day. And when he sees that food at the time of iftar, the happiness he gets that he has done something for the sake and the pleasure of Allah, the feeling that overcomes him. In a similar manner, if we give da'wat, one person that was a bit astray, we spoke to him nicely and gently, he comes onto roza, he comes onto salah, he comes onto fasting, how happy we will feel. And whatever he does thereafter, Allah will grant us the reward. My dear respected brothers, also the fikr of salah, the fikr of taraweeh. We got one kalguzari, that a youngster, 16 years of age, the ulama started working in the area and they made an effort to bring the youngsters, all those 12 and above, pick them up and bring them for taraweeh salah, isha and taraweeh. So one youngster who was 16 years old told the Maulana, I'm 16 years old, this is the first time in my life I had come for taraweeh salah. So how much of effort is required to bring the ummah to the masjids? If all the people come to the masjid and to perform their salah, the masjid won't be enough. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all tawfiq of doing the amal, of getting involved in da'wat, and giving as much da'wat as possible, so that the condition, our condition changes, and the condition of the entire world changes. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah bil alamin. Let us perform our ishaq salah, inshallah. Wapsi, those who are coming out in the path of Allah, hidayat bayan will take place now, so let us come close, inshallah.